all humans being in the image of God implies the immense horror of unjustly harming or destroying a human being, like kill him. So here's the Noahic covenant, or the story of what God said to Noah. And here, just jump in at verse 5, chapter 9 of Genesis. Surely, I will require your lifeblood from every beast. I will require it. And from every man, from every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. Why? For in the image of God, he made man. Now, big issue, capital punishment. There are really two separate issues in America today. The justice system that may make it impossible to exercise justice in the way it should be in the exercise of capital punishment, and the principle of capital punishment over here. Let's deal with this. This text says capital punishment is the only fitting response to anybody who kills a human being. And the point there is not to make the taking of a life through capital punishment an evidence of the small value of a life. It's exactly the opposite. Human beings are so incredibly unique and significant that a high-handed crime to take another human being's life, the only way to settle accounts and uphold the dignity of human life is to kill that person. Get the logic. At least get the logic here. The image of God in man is huge in this ongoing covenant. So, when we deal with capital punishment, keep in mind that it is a very complex issue in our culture. Even when you settle the principle, I feel settled about the principle that it is biblical and right to believe in capital punishment. How to implement it is another story, and a complicated one.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.